Blog Talk Radio.
How are you?
Hey, lady, how you doing, baby?
I'm very well, thank you for asking.
And thank you for asking also. I'm glad to be back with another Friday. And you know, we're going to do our thing like we always do, thanking the Lord each and every day for breath and everything. You know, lady, I'm just happy to be here. You got anything you want to say before we get this thing jumping?
No, let's get it started.
Okay, hold on one moment, lady. Just one moment, briefly. Okay, lady, I'm back. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, lady. Like I said, thank you, lady, for putting up with me and being such a gracious engineer and helpmate and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, lady. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know me. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to give thanks to the big man, the one who sits high and looks low, our Father in heaven, Jesus Christ. So at this time, join me with a word of prayer, please. Most gracious Father, Lord of lords, God of gods, Father, I come to you humble with a clean heart and an open mind. Father, I ask that if you find something in me that shouldn't be there, remove it. Father, because I know that I am a work in progress, and I know that we all are work in progress. Father, we ask that you continue to keep your arms around the ones that's traveling the highways and byways to and from their destination, Father. Father, we also ask that you bless the sick, the lame, and the shut-in. Father, we ask that you just keep your mercy and grace wrapped around us at all times, Father. And we know if there's anybody can do it, it's you, Father. Without no help, without no team, just you, one man band, Father. And in your name, Father, we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Grudge Inc. Fridays with your host, Mississippi Joe. Coming at you one more again, hanging and banging, and doing this thing, stomping and jumping, and trying to make this thing do what it do. Already. One more again, baby. Listen, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode with this little old country boy. I appreciate you. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to tune in and listen to this little old country boy. So I'm going to try to make this thing do what it do and get this thing started. And we're going to do it like this. We got upcoming events. Upcoming events. November the 2nd, No Problem Raceway. Louisiana, the first annual Louisiana Last Call. It's going to be nice. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. If it happened to rain, the rain-out date is the next day, which is Sunday, November the 3rd. So if you're traveling, come on down. If God willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to get this thing in one way or another. All right. Then you got October the 12th. The Arkansas boys at Prescott Raceway. Prescott Raceway, October the 12th, Prescott Raceway in Arkansas. The Arkansas boys got a good show. They got Boss Bind. They got the 901 Bad Boys. And they got a lot of people. So check them out. See what's going on with them. Also, October the 5th, my main man, Lil Tony out of Martin, Michigan, got a powerhouse. And I do mean powerhouse going down in Martin, Michigan, giving away $10,000. I talked to him on the phone. He told me he don't care if three cars show up. $10,000 going to be given away. He already got it. That's his back pocket money. It ain't no problem. That's the way he get down. That's the way he do his thing. Lady.
Yes, sir.
Would you open 313-8126, please?
The mic is open.
31 is open?
It is.
Okay,
Hold on. I hear a voice from the past. Lady A, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no hear from. How you been?
Most definitely. I've been well.
That's good. You sound well. That's good. But, Joe, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, Lil Tony, man. I just wanted to take the time to let you tell the good folks in Grudge World about this Rolls Royce of a race that you're having in Martin, Michigan,
yeah.
and how you're doing your thing, and how you wish everybody from all over the world would come out and support, because as the young folks yeah. said, the cheese is going to be there. You got the floor, Latoya.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, I mean, I got 10,000 reasons why they should travel on up north. We are having a 29-inch time shootout. W's are allowed, or 315 drag radio, or smaller. Any rear suspension, stock-style front suspension, any motor combination, any power adder, head-up, pro-tree, eighth mile, it's $500 entry, and it's a guaranteed $10,000 payout. And I mean, I guess I want to stress this: guaranteed $10,000. It don't matter if 100 cars show up or one car show up. If one of y'all show up, all you got to do is make a buy run, and I'm gonna pay off like a slot machine. You know, the pot is guaranteed. It's not contingent on nothing, but you putting up your $500 entry fee. So, anybody interested? We are saying no known class cars. But now, if you are an individual that's ever been somewhere and lit the board up, you know, you're not a class car. So, you know, you're more than welcome. And we got a lot of guys saying they're going to make the trip. They said $10,000 would be a nice way to close out their season. So, anybody in the South that's interested, we're going to be at Martin, Michigan, October the 5th. And we're going to be letting it go. Like I say, and this pot is guaranteed. So you don't have to worry about when you get there and we go to backpedaling, talking about where we only had, you know, 12-car count, we only had a 6-car count. All I need is one car to show up and go down the track, and the 10,000 is locked in. So we'd really appreciate any support that, you know, any of you guys might be willing to offer or make the trip. And we're going to have a good time. And for those of you that don't know, when we put on our events up here, we try to do it big. I mean, for spectators, it's $20 to get in. For a car and driver, it's $45. But once you get into one of our events, that's all you need to do. We always bring bounce houses and activities for the kids. We have live DJs, and I have hospitality trailers set up. I feed the entire drag strip for free. You don't need no money. You eat till you can't eat no more. And all the beverages that you want for the whole family. So we really appreciate it. Any of you guys in the South, men or women, would like to come out and support.
Golly, Latoya, boy, it sounds like you really, it's really going to be wonderful. I already heard that Zabo and a lot of them coming up there. You know, I'd love to see Real Tree and a couple other more come up there at that money, you know?
That's right. Yeah, I like to come see them fight for it. I mean, you know, up here in the North, Joe, is, you know, it's coming to an end. October is like our last month. So hopefully the weather will hold out for us and give us some decent weather. And hands down, Martin, Michigan is one of the best tracks in the Midwest. So, I mean, the facility is unparalleled, and the track surface is, I mean, we're going to give them the best of the best. And like I said, I got something for the entire family. I ask and I beg everybody, the guys that have been coming out, tell them that please bring your family. All of our races are you know, catered around family. We'll have activities for the kids all day. We have live DJs all day. And like I tell them, if you go to my hospitality trailer and it ain't nothing there for you to drink, let me know, and I send somebody out to go get you something, but you I'm going to feed you all day, guaranteed.
Hey, Latonya, I'm gonna tell you right now, boy. You setting the bar real high, and I'm gonna go and tell you the truth. I don't know if I ever be able to get up there where you at.
Hey, yo,
but man, I'm glad to see you doing your thing, bro. And if God willing, and the creek don't rise, 2014, I can't wait. You know we'll be there with that boo, hanging and banging.
Oh, no question.
Stumping and
yes,
jumping,
sir.
Wilding and styling and profiling. You can believe that. I have one more question for you. Live on the Mississippi Joe Show, what would you be November the 2nd, Latonya, with that bumblebee?
Come on, man. You know where I'm going to be, Joe. You know where I'm going to be. We have already discussed it. What's understood don't mean to be explained. I'm going to be standing on the sideline with my main man.
That's what I'm talking about. In Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all get ready to lock him in when it gets a little closer, because he's going to be ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no two ways about it.
Okay, well, Tony, man, it's a big rigmarole about the race. The race is getting national feedback all over the world. I just want to tell you to keep doing your thing, keep doing the good work that you're doing, and keep putting on them good shows, and, you know, keep doing your thing, man, because you're doing a hell of a thing, and I'm going to tell you, man, I might can't keep up with you, I might can't do it, but guess what? I sure the hell like your style and what you're doing, Bo, you hear me?
Hey, well, Joe, let me say this, man. You know, even though I'm no longer a part of Grudge Inc., but like I stated numerous times, I got unconditional love for numerous members of Grudge Inc. You know me and you like brothers. Big Clark, DJ Grant. I mean, we all still family. You know, a lot of people may not know, but I mean, we still keep in contact on the regular, and you know, we all ain't nothing but a phone call away.
I've got on my
calendar for the winter, in addition to your race, you know, all the other guys race, whether it's a Grudge Inc. event, NGRA, or GRF, it don't matter. I support drag racing. I'm always support drag racing. I'm a lover of drag racing and a fan of drag racing. So, I do seasonal work, and my season is coming to an end. So I'm trying to get on world tour tonight. Every time a gate opens somewhere, I'm trying to be there to support. You know, and like I say, Joe, what's understood don't need to be explained. You know, all last year, when y'all was running the gangster booth, damn, every time you pulled on the line, I was standing right there with you. And, you know, that ain't going to never change. You my man to the end.
My man, you know it's likewise, partner. You know that goes both ways. It's on and popping, Bo. Hey, will you tell the Grudge World a little bit about this. A lot of them ain't heard about it, but would you just fill them in a little bit about this Motor City Mafia? Would you just fill them in a little bit, Latonya, since you got your show going? We know the Motor City Mafia is going to be there October the 5th. Real strong, hard, heavy in the house. Would you just fill us in a little bit about that Motor City Mafia? Because it's ringing all down south.
The Motor City Mafia is a family that I put together. Which now the Motor City Mafia is not only contained to Detroit. That's the misconception that, you know, some people got. Well, Motor City Mafia is you know, the guys out of Detroit. No, it's not guys out of only Detroit. Like I say, my main man, I mean these guys are like biological brothers to me. Tyke, Killer, and Chris, Mario, you know. All our cars is Motor City Mafia cars. What we do with Motor City Mafia is we race together. I mean, drag racing is a very expensive hobby and sport. So we all race together. You know, we win together, we lose together. And, you know, it kind of takes some of the pressure off, you know, of one individual footing everything. You know, we all share everything. You know, like a family, and we race. You know, one of the criteria to be a part of the Motor City Mafia, you got to be willing to engage. You got to be willing to travel. And, you know, in the event you're an individual that you can't make this race, but, I mean, you know, we breaking bread all the way down the middle, and a percentage of our winnings, we put in a kitty. So whenever a guy needs something for a car, you know, we got it. You know, everybody's taking care of each other. And, you know, we've been having a lot of fun with that. And guys can see where, you know, wow, you know, somebody else do have my best interest in, you know, at heart. It ain't nothing that, you know, ain't no big eyes and no little U's. You know what I'm saying? If a guy have a situation with his car, you know, we come to the committee, hey, you know, this is what's wrong with so-and-so's car. You know, we went over here to race such and such, and, you know, this happened. Well, we got in the kitty to get that man's car fixed. And, you know, we keep it moving. So, like I said, we got our sights on a few individuals, you know, here and there that, you know, we plan to seek and destroy. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, y'all will start seeing and hearing a lot more about the Mafia.
Hey, Tori, I think that's a wonderful thing, man. I think it's good for the game, and I think it's going to be a lot of excitement in the near future. And, hey man, it's great, man. That's all I can say about that. It's good for the game, and it's great because it brings action and it brings race. And, you know, when you got hype brings race. And so it's a great thing, look, Tony.
And I
want to commend you, man, for you to keep doing your thing, no matter what the naysayers, the haters, whatever, continue to say, do little Tony thing. Keep doing your thing, bro. All right?
Oh, ain't no question. To the end of time, Joe.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo. And much love, much support. I hope you get everybody and they cheering there. I hope it be a big success, which I know it will, man, because anytime you're giving away $10,000, and, man, I mean $10,000, not $9,997, right, Tony?
That's right. $10,000 cash, U.S. dollars. And like I say, it is not contingent the car count. It is not contingent the gate. The money is already packed up, wrapped up, and ready to go. It's just waiting to be distributed. If you show up, put up your $500 buy-in, and it ain't but one car show up, I'm going to ask you to make a buy run down the track, and I'll meet you on top end with your money, period.
Okay, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from the extravagant promoter himself, Lil Tony, out of Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City Mafia. That's the way he get down and do his thing. You can't hate, so please congratulate. Lil Tony, keep doing your thing. I'm going to ask if you can stick around. Please put your phone on mute. If you want to send something, jump back in. But before I leave you, is there anything else you have? Is there anything you have to say before I go, Lil Tony?
No, I'm going on mute, and I hope you have a good show. And Lady A, it was good talking to you again, and you know everybody that's listening in and supporting my main man show. Much love to you, and those of you that's able or interested, I hope to see y'all in Martin, Michigan, October 5th, 2013, for the My season end grand finale.
That's what I'm talking about, Lil Tony. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. Martin, Michigan, Lil Tony and Slouch putting it on $10,000. Come get you some. Come get you some. It's just that simple. Ain't that right, Lil Tony?
It's just that simple. Hey, hey, Joe, there is no fine print, no underlining, none of that. If you show up, you pay your $500 entry fee, buy-in, you're racing for $10,000. Last man stand gets $10,000 and a six-foot-tall trophy to say he's the grand champion.
My man. And how big that trophy, you said, say that again?
6 foot. It's taller than you, Joe. It's 6 feet.
Oh, my God. That's why I said, say that again. That's right. It is taller than me. I'm 5'10". It's way taller than me. So you come big boy, you do everything top of the line, Rolls Royce, Rolex style, don't you?
We
huh?
trying, Joe. We trying.
Damn, hey, six-foot trophy. Trophy called more than the damn wheels on the race cars. Goddamn, look, Tony. Who going to be able to keep up and compete with you in this grudge promoting game, man?
Hey, what they say, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch.
Well, hey, man, the porch was built for Mississippi Joe, because I'm now.
All right.
All boys outside, though, Latonya, you're doing your thing, man. I can't wait till I get up there. The creek don't rise. Remember this, Latonya, the creek don't rise. The famous words of Mississippi Joe and the ever-famous Godfather. If the creek don't rise, we sure gonna cross it. You hear me?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, folks. All right. All right, Latonya. Stick around if you can.
All right, I'm going to go on mute. I'm listening.
Okay. Lady A, I know we got some hands up, and they've been up for a while, so let's get them, please. Wait, y'all, until Lady A gets back in and gets off mute. Lady A.
I'm sorry, I thought I was off mute. Larry, your mic is open.
Hello, Lady A. How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. A long time no speak to. I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Thank you. Same to you.
What's going on, Bo?
Hey, man. You got it. This old titty tough, boy. Hard to suck.
Get a pin, Joe. Get a pin or a safety pin or a needle or something. Stick a hole in it, Joe. Get the milk, man.
What you say, Bo?
Get the milk, get your opinion, take the pin, whatever kind of way. If it's tough, get your opinion, get the milk, Joe.
Get the milk, huh, Bo? Well, Bo, you know, I'm gonna do what I can do. Already.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to speak on, you had Lil Tony on here a few seconds ago.
Lil Tony told you about
everything but one thing.
He didn't
tell you that I had a special seat down in Martin, Michigan, and he don't let nobody sit in it but me. Yeah,
oh, Lord, man. I told him he was a Rolls Royce of a promoter and a Rolex of a promoter, man. He really doing his thing. I can only imagine how he going to treat me when I come up there if you got a special seat.
I got a special seat, Joe. I've been had a special seat, and when I come to the gates, I get hugs at the gate. You understand what I'm saying? I get that royal treatment, Joe. Once I roll up in the place, I got that royal treatment laid down, man. You know, it's a hell of a thing the way he got that thing set up down there, Joe, because it's just, it's, like he said, it's more of a family thing, like, man. You know, and his family, man, they doing a gracious job, Joe. I had to speak on it because of the simple fact that, you know, that's part of what I be about, Joe. You know, I come and enjoy myself when people travel long ways. A lot of times you can be tired when you get there, but just the fact of the matter that you have somebody to greet you and treat you very well, oh, man, that tiredness get up off you, man, and you kind of get in the groove and you want to fellowship and enjoy it, and everybody, his family, just have it laid out, man, and, you know, and I'm really glad he's doing what he's doing. Like you say, just keep it moving, man, keep it moving.
Okay, Larry. We appreciate those great words, man. Great words of motivation. We need that sometimes, Larry. Positive words. We appreciate it, Larry. But before I open any more mics, Larry, I'm asking that you just go on mute. Before I open any more mics, I can't get to these last couple upcoming events. So, folks, y'all hold on, and then I'm going to come open all the mics. I'm going to get these last upcoming events. So, y'all just hold on and bear with me. We got my man, Downtown Ronnie Brown, September the 21st, South Georgia Motorsports Park. Now, y'all know how Ronnie Brown get down. I really don't need to say much because all this is self-explained. All I have to simply say is Downtown Ronnie Brown. And that right there says it all. Y'all know it's gonna be a great event. You know he got them boys in on 29. He got the dog camp, the dog in the real tree camp. Gonna be in there. Real tree gonna have that frosted hair. Looking like Elvis Presley over there with a little gray in it. And little Rick gonna be over there doing the slick Rick. And all them bad boys, you know, all Big Low and the crew and several new cars coming out of Florida gonna be there. I mean, it's gonna be like it always be, a star-studded event. The name says it up. You can't run with the big dogs there on the porch. And I got to tell y'all something. Running ground for this thing, y'all. He's coming back stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. And y'all probably wondering, how do I know that? Because I'm behind the scenes a lot on a lot of stuff. So all y'all do is stay tuned. Ronnie Brown got some shit coming. And it's going to be real strong and powerful. And it's going to pack the stands. People from worldwide coming. If he pull this off, it's going to be a goddamn dundada. Yo, get ready. It's going to be a dundada. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, go ahead and check downtown Ronnie Brown at about off the Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Bar. That's tomorrow, which is Saturday, September the 21st. Be there. Check him out. Ride around the golf cart with him. Speak to him. Talk to him. And watch him do his thing. It's going to be on and popping, baby. Be there. If you ain't got nowhere to go, be there. All right. And then we got Pro Stock Joe. The baddest back half in the world going on at Dalton. September the 21st also, ladies and gentlemen, you have a lot of racing fans going on. You can take your pick. That's the most beautiful thing about this world, that you can take your pick to go wherever you would like to go. If you don't want to go see the back ass and Darlington, you can go see downtown Ronnie Brown in South Georgia Motorsports Park. If you don't want to go to Ronnie Brown, you can go to Darlington and see Pro Stock Joe in the back ass. Pro Stock Joe got the world's baddest back ass going on in Darlington. He's giving away $10,000. It's going to be a star-studded event. Gigantor in the house. Prime Time Boss Bynes and the whole Prime Time crew. And I know Tony Wright going to be up in there because it's in Darlington, so, and a lot more. So if you ain't doing nothing, go check out the Good Racing. It's going down. Then you got my main man, September the 22nd, Montgomery Motorsports Park, the big drag benefit race. I'm so excited right now. I'm not going to tell y'all how excited I am because I don't feel that's appropriate for me to say on the show tonight. But you got Cole Kipp, who is the baddest man out there right now, hands down. Y'all may not agree with me, which that's fine, because all I have is an opinion. Cole Kipp, which is the baddest man out there right now, doing his thing. Walking it like he talking. It is what it is, y'all. You may not like it. But guess what? You got to learn to live with it. Him and the 9-1 bad boys going at it. Y'all, I'm sorry, but like I said, Cole Killer doing his thing. Him and the 901 bad boys. Oh, my God. That's a breathtaker. I'm going to tell you in my Endicott voice. Pick one and ride with him. And we're going to talk about that a little bit on the show. I want to hear the fans pick. And I want to know the fans pick which one they think going to win. Cole Killer or the 901 Bad Boys in Candy Cane. We got several more races locked up in Montgomery. But to me, the main throwdown is that Great White and the 901 Bad Boys in the candy cane. We all know when I say Great White, of course, I mean the cold killer. Yes, it's going to be a good one, and this is going to be at Montgomery Motorsports Park, September the 22nd, which is this Sunday coming up, folks. This Sunday coming up, folks, in Montgomery Motorsports Park. Be there. Everybody came together and put together this great benefit race. The Godfather, Mike Hill, Grudge Inc., et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm leaving anybody out, y'all, I don't mean no harm. I don't know everybody who participated, so that's why I'm going to say everybody. But the players that I do know participated and helped out, I called their name. Mississippi Joe, Big Clark, a lot of others. And so we're going to be there and participate in this great event. I'm asking everybody that can afford and that don't have anything to do, come out and support in large numbers. Come out and support in large numbers. We're going to be in Montgomery Motorsport Park. We're going to be getting down with the getting down. We're going to be hanging and banging, thumping and jumping, jumping and thumping, huffing and puffing, wilding, styling, profiling. Me and the Godfather signing autographs at exactly 4 o'clock that day. Be there and get you one free. Godfather say he coming in there with a phone on, so be there and get him, y'all. It's going to be on and popping. Godfather's going to be walking around giving away Popeye's chicken just because he's the Godfather. Popeye's, they might do the commercial at the track. So it's going to be on and popping. So everybody may get free chicken because y'all know the Godfather. If Popeye's chicken stay around him long, he's going to talk him out of something. So y'all, don't miss it. It's going to be a lot going on. Be there. One more game, baby. Montgomery Motorsports Park, September the 22nd. Big drag benefit race. It's going down. Y'all know. Already. Okay. Big Drag, Lady, do you see Big Drag out there anywhere, Lady? Y'all, Lady?
I don't.
Probably. Yeah. Do you see Big Drag out there, Lady?
I don't.
Okay. Well, right now we're going to go to some callers. Let's get these callers. Let's get these callers, Lady.
Caller 870-0273, your mic is open.
What's going on, Mississippi Joe?
Hey, what's up, Bo? Who this? What's going on?
It's T-Mac with the artist on with D&D Racing. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Killers? I just got through talking about your event at Prescott Raceway, October the 12th, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I thank you, man. I thank you.
Tell them a little bit about it,
shout out.
Tell them
okay.
Because I don't know the full details, so I'm
going to
let you get to them raw and uncut. How about that?
All right, Joe. Yeah, we having the first annual grudge race, down and dirty grudge race, October the 12th, Prescott Raceway. And we're going to have a $3,000 shootout, 28th or 275. Any power adders, any suspension. Okay, we're going to have a 6 and 7-0 class, $50 buy-in, $25 rebuy. We're going to also have, we're going to have spectators to get in, $15. Test and tone will be $25. All-day grudges. We got a lot of racers coming out of Texas. They say, bet nobody move. They come to invade. We got Gadget 901 talking about buying. Gonna all be in the house. Plus, D&D gonna be in the house looking for some action. We got a locked-in race with Kenny Dukes and the 901 Bad Boys with the One Black Love out of Dallas. And so on, Joe.
Hey, boy, that sounds like it's gonna be a hit banger. That's going to be also a headbanger. Also going to be a headbanger, man. You know me, Arkansas. I'm wishing y'all the best. Much success. Hope y'all got a packed dials. I hope y'all can't even get them all in there. It'd be so many. I hope it be really, I'm really wishing you and praying that you have a successful show. Asking the people that to come out and support. Okay, Kevin?
All right, Kevin.
All right, anything else you want to say before we go?
Oh, no, Joe, this is it. This is it, Joe. I appreciate you, man, for giving me the airtime, you know, to promote my show, and I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, you got it, Bo. Anytime with me, Cap. All right?
All right, Bo. All
right, later. Lady A, moving right along, Lady A. Lady A. Well, I guess Lady A is still on mute. And I just got a text from the Godfather saying that the weather is going to be beautiful, sunny, and clear in Montgomery. So for those of you who think that it's going to be raining, think again. It's going to be beautiful, sunny in Montgomery, beautiful skies, great racing weather. So come on out to Montgomery Motorsports Park. Y'all, we really need to come in large numbers to support this event. We can't be selfish because everybody goes through some difficult times and go through difficult things. So come out and support and come in large numbers. Tell your friend, and I hope your friend tell a friend, Montgomery Motorsports Park, September the 22nd, Sunday. This Sunday coming up. Be there. Y'all, it's going to be a star-studded event. The who's who's of racing will be there. From Big Tires to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's so many people coming, I can't even just start to name the people that are coming. That's how many people are coming. New Orleans, Louisiana are coming strong. Mississippi is coming strong. Montgomery is coming strong. Georgia is coming strong. So many people are coming strong. It's going to be nice. If you're not doing anything, come support Sunday, September the 22nd, Montgomery Motorsports Park. Big drags, race benefit. Come check the big fella out and help him and support the show. Okay, maybe Lady A is off mute. Lady A, are you there, sweetheart?
I am.
Okay, well, Lady A, let's go to some more callers, please.
706-1688, your mic is open.
Hey, 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 Godfather here. Mississippi Joe, little Tony and the fellas. Uncle Fred, Uncle everybody, what y'all doing out there, man?
Man, Godfather, I appreciate you coming on, man. Just like I just told him, you just texted me and told me about the weather, and you one of the original OGs that helped put this thing together. So if you don't mind, would you take a little time and tell them about this event and what's going on, because you orchestrated a lot of the lock-ins and et cetera, et cetera. You got the flow, Godfather.
All right, well, one thing I got to say about Joe, he must think I'm going to send him a damn check, but he's telling a lie. He really wasn't really the start of this thing out. He made that phone call, and that got the ball rolling. We got myself, Mike Hill, and a whole lot of more folks. But ain't no one person can take no doggone credit for this here event. And what Joe said is, I'm gonna add one more thing to it. Somebody was putting out that the weather was going to be, it was going to be raining and all that. Okay. Technically, we don't know what the Lord is going to make it do or what the God is going to make it do. But right now, it's only a 30% chance of rain, and we plan on being there if it rain or not, because it's for an event for the doggone it, show our brothers the support. So we can come there, and we can still be at the racetrack. If it rain, we can still get there in fellowship, have a good time, and meet and greet a lot of people that we might not know. And like I said, it's for a good cause for Big Drag. But to backtrack on one more thing, Ronnie Brown race is going to be that Saturday, tomorrow, actually, down in Valdosta. We're going to be down there raising the hill and bumping, just like Joe said. But one thing, Tony Wright didn't get a lock-in for Donovan, so he's on the way down there. He said he want to he want to get a hold of Little Rick and Real Tree. I think that's something he don't want to grab on. But anyway, Tony Wright will be down there at Val Austin. We'll be down in the house there. We're gonna freight train or rail train or whatever you want to say, right on over to Montgomery. And we're going to be slamming and bamming over there. And we're going to have Chi-Town Beers in the house with little, whatever the hell he call that goddamn Mustang of his. But I'm going to be behind the wheel of it, and I'm going to be looking for my old man, Trey One. I'm trying to go up in that rectum. That's ass for all y'all people that don't know what that means. But, Joe, you're doing a good job tonight. You do what you do. And if I want to throw a plug in tonight, Joe, I got a special show coming on at 9 o'clock Eastern time here. Yeah. I try to make it to make sure all y'all shows off. I got some stuff I need to bring up, Joe, on that 9 o'clock show. I hope you can be listening on it because if all promoters out there, all promoters and fans and racers, it's going to affect all of us. We need a decision on some stuff that's going on that I need to put out. And, Joe, thank you for letting me sit that time. You're doing a good job, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Okay, well, don't go nowhere. Don't leave me out here, Godfather. Just stay around because...
I got to go adjust the wheels on the gangster. Oh, damn, I didn't supposed to tell nobody this shit.
Oh, Lord, Godfather. Well, Godfather, I got to ask you, I don't want you to answer this as dog. I want you to answer this as a Godfather, which is straight up and just being honest. If the Godfather were to answer this, what would he say? 901, a cold killer.
If you ask me that, I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. I'm just going to say what my opinion is as the Godfather. My opinion as the Godfather, cold killer with space.
God damn. Godfather.
Cold killer with space, no doubt.
I just got through telling the grudge world he's a bad man.
Don't get me wrong. Now, for people out there that's talking and say, you know, that ain't right. I said that was my opinion as the Godfather. That was my opinion as dog also. But let me tell you something. I'm not dogging with him. I'm just thinking, and it's just me. I think they got their program together, and they got the tool and the driver together.
So we it remains to be seen, Godfather, don't it?
Right. But if you ask me right now, I would take Cold Killer with space.
You know what, Godfather? I would have to be right there with you and say Cold Killer.
Cold Killer with space.
Because I ain't never seen Cold Killer not get down the track. That's his least wearer.
Yeah. Joe, you told a lie. One more lie you did there about him getting away that free Popeye chicken. I was going to do that, but Joe done ate up all the goddamn chicken.
Wait.
Goddamn Joe done ate the damn chicken up. Hey, Joe, is Little Tony still on the show? Did he have to follow? Did Little Tony go, man?
I think he on because he was on mute. He might have left. Little Tony, if you're there, say something.
Well, if he ain't there, Joe, like I heard him talking. Like you said, Little Tony, that's a stand-up guy, man. That's one thing about you. Come to one of these events, he treats everybody just like they're royalty. I got to admit that on that. He did. He's telling the truth about that, Joe. And when you go up there, you know what I'm talking about.
I can't wait to go, Godfather. He's been trying to get me there. Things has been difficult, but, you know, time brings about a change. We're going to try to see if we can do this thing, 214, baby.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, Joe. You went to doggone, didn't you go to Larry T's show?
No, I didn't go, Godfather. I didn't go.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you. If you go to either one of them shows, Joe, you might not come back home.
Man, we just blessed, man, because... There's so many great shows going on, man, everywhere. The Grudge fans don't have nothing to say. You can have two good shows, some different spots. You can just say Enemy of the Mighty Mo and go and still see great action. I mean,
that's
I
true.
Don't think the fans have anything to complain about this year.
Well, so far they don't, Joe. You're right about that, Joe. You're right about that, man. Well, look here, man. I'm going back on mute, and I'm just listening. If you need me for something, just holler, bro.
I sure will, Godfather. Thank you, man. Lady A.
I'm here.
Lady A. Okay. Next caller, Lady A.
Caller 414-6614. Your mic is open.
Mississippi Joe, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's happening, cat? Who this be?
This Stokes, man. Eastside Stranglers. What's happening?
That's what I'm talking about. My main man, Chi-Town in this house, baby. Tell me about this thing, Bo. You got the flow.
Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing, man. Don't break again, man. Everybody listen to the show, that's all.
Man, you know I appreciate the support. Man, how y'all doing up there in the shop, bro?
Oh, no, we all good. No, it is Chicago. You know, I stay in Wisconsin. All
okay,
the guys, they all
okay,
back to Chicago.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
Everything looking good?
Yeah, everything good. Everything.
Okay.
Hey, he's trying to speak with his dog. How you doing, man? I don't mean to cut y'all, but I told
okay.
I forgot one
how you
thing.
Doing,
I had, what's up, bro? I forgot one thing I had to tell Joe.
Go ahead.
All right.
You forgot about the Arkansas Boys and King Scooby.
Oh, my God. Is it going down up there, Godfather? You got the flow for that. I didn't know, man.
No, you know King Scooby and the Arkansas Boys locked in for Montgomery, man. You know, Scooby put some on their ass down there in Texas. Them boys said, hey, man, we ain't laying down. So they locked out for Montgomery, King Scooby and the Arkansas Boys. And that ought to be a god-doggone good one, Joe.
Goddamn show, sure, Godfather. I'm glad you let them know on my show, Godfather.
Yeah. But ask me who I pick now.
Who you pick?
I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I didn't want to say this thing because I love the Arkansas Boys. I didn't met them one time, but I love them just because they got doggone it. We are racing. Them boys don't mind racing. But I'm going to tell you the truth now. I believe Scooby going to tear their ass out the socket. But the reason I say that is, and not to talk about the driver, and then Scooby beating them, Scooby killing them on the tree.
Yeah. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be good up there in Montgomery. Eastside, is you coming down to Montgomery?
Oh, no, man, I got to work tomorrow, so I definitely ain't going to make it. I got to be back at work Monday.
Okay, well, when will we see you again on this end now, Bo?
Joe, you don't let him off that damn easy. Hold on a minute. Eastside, do you know anybody that's coming down?
Let me see. I don't know if any of my guys going. I know a few of them were talking about going, but I ain't really heard nothing. I told them I wasn't going to be able to make it.
Find somebody going down and go there and slip one of them old Ben Franklins in their pocket to send on down there with them.
Yeah. That's sure to be the best move.
That's how you do that, Joe. Anytime a joke ain't coming, he knows somebody coming, slip old Ben Franklin in his pocket and send it on down there with him.
Well,
yeah,
I want to let y'all know that Leaky Leon now is already in town. They're in Memphis messing around with them 901 bad boys up there. I talked to Leaky Leon and I know he's not by himself, so they already in town and in route, so it's going to be home. But
yes, sir.
How's the family doing, man? Everybody doing good?
Yeah, my baby's birthday was yesterday, so I went up to her school and everything with her, kicked it with her at the school with her and the friends. And then probably tomorrow, I'm going to pick her up. Then when I get off work tomorrow, Sunday and all that, we're going to have smoke for her.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this again. When will we see you on this end, then, if you ain't coming on this
end? Down south?
Yeah.
Man, you know when I'm coming, November 2nd. You come to see that gangster boo.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, Bo. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo.
Ain't no doubt about that.
I'm going to be in the place. Huh?
Yeah. There's ain't no doubt about that. See the gangster boo tear up somebody's ass.
All right, then, Bo. I'm going to be looking for your face in the place, Bo. All
okay,
right.
And the way it's looking, we might be bringing a couple of cars with us, too.
And, hey, man, we appreciate the support, okay, partner?
Man, that's for sure. We grudge racing, man.
All right, that's my man. That's what I'm talking about, Bo. Hold
yeah,
this thing down.
All right, then. I'll let you in a minute, Bo. Finna go on back in here and get this money, man.
All right, Bo.
All right, in a minute.
All right. Who else? Lady, next call, please.
334-1786.
Your mic is
open. Yeah, this Sherman with Trey One in the Dream Team. I just want to make a bold prediction for Sunday. Trey One over Dog with Space. Trey One over Dog with Space.
Godfather, we got the flow, Godfather.
Trey One, see, that's my little buddy. That's my buddy. The only time he's going to have space on it. That's if they get around that burn-in point.
And dog, the only way I got on your show the other day, you called me a flunk, and I ain't like it. I'm a man up and say it. But I'm going to show you what a flunk can do Sunday. Y'all just bring your pocket with
you. Hey, I ain't call you no flunk. You're not a flunk. You're not tall enough to be a flunk.
Bring your pocket with you, dog. You and Biz. That's what you do. Trade one with space, baby.
Like I told you, Joe, the only space they're going to be if they burn in before I do.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. More definitely, we're going to see, you know, how to drive a turbo or protons or whatever it is. We don't care.
Well, you don't know what I'm driving. I might come in there. You don't know what I'm coming in there with. You just lock in with me. You don't know what I might be in. I might be in a rocket plane.
I know when we locked in, dog.
You locked me in to run Trey One car on 29. That's all you locked me in with. That's what you locked in. Go back and read the show. I went back and made the show. I might come in there with a helicopter.
Think we ain't got a car that can handle whatever.
It don't make no difference. You locked in with Trey One car on 29s, no balls. That's what you locked in. See, I told you, I've been doing this a long time. You just not learning how to do
that. Okay. Well, it might still bite your ass. You think we ain't got nothing but the Malibu?
Well, I don't care. As long as you pay the park out on that, that's the one I locked in with. I don't care if you bring five or six more cars in there. I locked in with that doggone Trey One car on 29s, no Willie balls. That's what I locked in. And you didn't ask me what I was going to be in. You just locked me in.
You know what, though? I don't care now. I'm glad you said it.
I know.
Make sure, Joe,
hold on a minute, then. Joe, if that's where you locked in, am I right or wrong?
You definitely right. But guess what, dog?
I ain't going to try to trick you. Let me just let you know, though. Don't think. If you don't know the game, you better learn the game.
Joe, I've been soaking the game up off all summer long.
But y'all just hold that thought, and we're going to let y'all go ahead. I want to get these other callers. Y'all just give me one moment. Let me get these callers. Let me get these other callers, baby.
Make sure Kamel get ready tonight.
Lady. Y'all, I guess Lady must be still be on mute.
She'll let you know when she's back, JoJo.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's get them other two callers, Lady, if you don't mind, sweetheart.
Okay, and it's about five callers.
Okay, let's get them.
219-5278, your mic is open. 219-5278, your mic is open.
They ain't no legal lead on it.
I don't think so. Okay. 224-6386.
You're like probably SBO boys. What up there, dog? What's up there, Joe? This is Smooth Criminal, man, out of Shy.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm sitting up here in New York, man, trying to get back home, wishing I could get back down. So I just left Georgia on the low, but I'm going to try to get down there Sunday, dog, on the real, but I don't know how that's going to look. But I definitely want to try to get down there. But I just want to call in. Hey, dog, I need your number, man. For your show, brother.
Joe, is all right if I give it out, Joe?
Yeah, give it out. Of course.
71. Shit, I don't even know. 714.
714.
Okay, 714-888-7485. I got a little special going on at 9 o'clock. I think everybody need to hear. I think everybody need to hear.
I get on this road, man. I get a chance to listen to this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no radio. I got a radio in here, but you know, it just go from state to state. So
Joe starting out. He said he's gonna start becoming a promoter now. I need him on that just to listen. Like I said, it's gonna affect everybody. So I hope everybody try to tune in. I ain't trying to get no listeners because I don't get paid to have listeners. But I think it's something we need to make a decision on, and I can't make them by myself.
That's true. Joe, I'm just checking in with you, man. I'm glad to hear you, brother, and, you know, be safe on that. And I'm trying to wait till you get that gate to move out, too, man.
Okay, man, I appreciate all the support and fans,
man. Motherfucker.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We should have this car. We should have my car ready, man, but in 14, too, man. I think I'll be done by then, for sure.
Okay, then, man. We appreciate you, Smooth Criminal. Be safe out there, boy.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace, man.
All right.
Hey, Joe, got one more question? Hey,
Dog,
listen to the show back when I get off work
later
on. It still be posted on the blog talk.
Yeah, all the shows will always be on there. Once they over with, they all be posted. All of them, this show and everybody else's show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna rock that when I get to the crib at the end of the night. So
go
I
on,
have
brother.
Something to
all
do.
Right, appreciate it.
All right, I'm gone, y'all. Y'all have a night, so man, everybody be safe down in Alabama, man. Safe travel, safe trip and everything.
All right, Eastside.
All right, I'm gone, baby.
Okay. Okay, lady, we're moving right along, sweetheart.
What's up,
okay, man? Caller Vance, your mic is open.
Go on, get to the money.
Hello, Vance. Okay, caller 504-959-4, your mic is open.
Where you at, Joe?
Doobie, what's up, Doobie?
Hey, Doobie better not be in Alabama.
Doobie
better
not be
in Alabama.
Yeah, I will be there.
I just talked to Trey One and Sherman. They told me they want me to do you anyway.
I will be there.
You might make us kiss in the mouth again. I might pay the punk out money to Trey One just to get on your butt.
I really
want that trouble with Trey One. I was just messing with Sherman, though. I forgot you can't bluff Sherman. The more you shit to talk to Sherman, the worse he get.
I'm on the quiet side right now, Jim.
But
I will be in Alabama.
Okay, well, is Lynch Mob still coming?
Yes.
Anything Doobie okay. said in, he got the back time.
I'm going to take it, too.
Nope, you can't take it. I gave it to you.
Well, I know
you
told
too?
Me if Lynch Mob there is on, you feel me?
Well, it's going to be on then, because he's going to be there.
I talked to WT today. He said, Lynch Mob is in Montgomery. He's going to die dead on him.
He's going to have to go down on him, because he's going to be there.
Oh,
hey, Joe, is Sherman still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sherman, I know it didn't rain out of day. It's supposed to rain like a big dog tomorrow, but Sunday's supposed to be okay, right?
It's going to be 20% Sunday. There ain't no rain in Alabama.
Yeah. Y'all rain out in Selma, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it rained out.
Well, let everybody know. Spread the word that it's going down in Montgomery.
I'm going to definitely spread the word to get the house back. We like to raise in front of a crowd.
That's right, Mo.
When I get through in your ass, you're going to run out through that crowd.
No.
God, Bob said when he put up in there with that dog on God.
He said, don't come up in their house like a bear. I'm going to come in there just like a band in woods. I'm going to shit anywhere I want to shit.
I don't know if Alabama really can hold what we've been to bring down to that place.
Man, we glory. Trey One and Dream Team glory. We don't know what nobody else doing. We don't know what nobody else doing. I'm just talking about us, Joe. We racing.
Okay.
Y'all
Hey, Bo, I'm going to tell you, I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to be glad to see all y'all guys. Y'all grilling? Y'all cooking? Y'all cooking?
Yes, sir. Every time we roll up at the racetrack, know what we do.
Well, y'all know they have me something ready, don't you?
Every time, Bo, man.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo.
Yep.
I appreciate the love.
Every time we see you, the same thing. Ain't nothing changed.
There ain't nothing changed but the weather, huh, Bo?
That's it.
Okay, Bo, that's what I like. But, Doobie, what's on your mind, Doobie?
Man, Doobie drunk. He on mute.
You're right, I'm drunk because it's my birthday tomorrow, and you're going to be my birthday present come Sunday.
Oh, so you're a Virgo, too. Happy birthday in advance there, fella.
Hey, y'all, fellas. I'm going to have to get back to y'all. I got so many callers, it's unreal. Lady, let's get some of them callers. I don't want to keep them waiting like that. Let's do it, Lady.
Okay, caller 219-5278. Your mic is open.
Hello.
219-5278. Your mic is open.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, hi.
How's it going, Joe?
Man, this old titty tough, boy. Hard to suck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the weather down there?
Hey, man, it's going to be good. This is my man. This is Terry, ain't it?
You got it.
My man. That's what I'm talking about, Bo.
It's terrible to be in Valdosta next week, though.
Oh, yeah. We're leaving out Tuesday.
Are you coming down Sunday?
No, I won't be there. I can't get off work Monday.
Okay. Well, Terry, the weather is raining a little bit tomorrow, but it'll be good Sunday in Montgomery, so it's gonna be on and popping.
Yep, hope so. Hopefully everything works out. Big turnout. Be nice. Yeah, we're heading out. We're leaving to come down there Tuesday. We'll be there Wednesday.
Okay, Tim. Don't you forget to tell Boost 12 and GT and Kevin the Plumber and them what I said now.
They're coming. Come see us next weekend. We'll be at SGMP.
Huh?
I said we'll be at SGMP next week.
Okay,
Wednesday to Sunday.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo.
We're bringing about 14 cars on 28s. All of them looking for action.
Okay, Bo.
All boosted. So no one, I'm telling everyone now, they're all going to be boosted cars.
All right. It's going to be on and popping, baby.
So
anything else you got to say, Terry?
No, just hopefully we can get some action next weekend, too. I talked to Duck and Jay, and Grudge Inc. is a sponsor of the No Clock Boosted class at SGMP. For the No Mercy race. And I talked to Duck and Jay, and they said we'll have time to get some grudge racing off if anyone wants to.
Okay. That's what we're talking about right there, Tim. What we're talking about, baby.
I know DJ's not ready. I think him and Biz are just scared.
No, DJ said he's going to knock all y'all head off on the second.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see what happens.
Okay, that's all we can do, baby.
All right. Hey, Dog, what was that number? 888-7485?
714.
Oh, 714.
888-7485.
Okay. And what time does that come on, in an hour?
It'll be on about an hour, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Hey, let's go to the next caller, sweetheart.
Sleepy, your mic is open.
What's
up,
Lord, my man, I
haven't
heard from him in so long.
Like don't get Joe to start crying, man.
Please.
So you know I can't forget about the champ. Hey, I've been working, man, but I'm getting everything caught up, man. You know I'm going to see you in Montgomery, you and the Godfather.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there live and in living color. Hey, man, listen to me, Sleep. Do what you got to do, man. I understand. But I do be thinking about you. I ain't heard from you in a while, but I'm glad to know that you're still by my side, partner, and I'm still by yours. So everything chicken but the bone, and that chicken right on. All right.
Hey, Joe, I just want to tell you, man, Mama's birthday weekend this weekend, man, so I'm looking forward to introducing her to you and dog at the place of Montgomery, man, so I'm definitely be looking for you.
Oh, yeah. The creek don't rise. We will be there, hanging and banging. You can believe that.
Sound good. Yeah, I got my little time switch back around now, man, so I'll be able to get back on the show again and listen to you again, man. So, you'll be hearing from me again.
Okay, Sleep. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Do your thing and tell Mama I say hello, okay?
Will do, man. We'll see you Sunday. You too, Godfather. How's it going, man? I'm going back on you.
Appreciate it.
Already. Go ahead, lady. Keep it moving for me, sweetheart.
Call at 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Hold on. One second. Hello?
Hey, what's
that? What's up, Mississippi Joe? Man, it's that money. They only kill that. But the four girls in the midget, they standing up, coming on down, baby.
Hey, what's happening, cat?
Man, you tell me what's happening, Joe.
Oh, man, I ain't kicking up no dust, Bo.
Man, I'm just sucking on this tough titty, man. It's hard to suck, Bo. I understand
what you mean, Bo. That joke is so tough, man. The minutes, they running me crazy, Joe. I don't know what to do. I need to come on the line and see if you can help me out.
Well,
man, I'm going to tell you like my old man told me the other day. He said everything chicken but the bills, and that's chicken still. You hear me?
No, Joe, that ain't the way it goes, Joe, that ain't
that's
supposed to
that's
everything
new,
chicken
God,
but
Bob.
The beef. But if you boil it long enough, you can eat it too.
Hey, Willie Dog, what's happening, Willie Dog?
I can't call it, man. If I call it, Joe won't come because he ain't got no legs, man. I'm over here in the gym trying to press. Yo, I'm in the gym. How much I'm trying to press, yo?
200. Did you get it?
I ain't telling you yet, boy.
Hey, how's everything going, though, Cadillac?
Oh, man, everything is everything, man. Just holding it down, man. And thank the Lord I'm in the world and listen to the show, man. Yeah, I've been a little slacking on the slow on the shows lately, but that's all good. I'm a true fan.
Well, let me tell the grudge world about that, and I'm going to be honest. I missed that because my family came down from Chicago. So I missed, but the other time the shows were messing up. Lady A can vouch for that. Lady A, are you there? I guess she's not listening. Lady A, tell them we started the show two or three times. It was messing up, like weeks back. Do you agree to that?
Yes.
We was having all kind of technical problems, so we would just shut the show down, man. Not happy. We was having a lot of problems. I could hear Lady A, but she couldn't hear me. All kind of junk, you know. Thank God it's resolved and it's gone as of right now, you know. So we're doing our thing now. I missed the week before that because I had family to come down from Chicago. So my grandmother, I hadn't seen her in a while. So I went out and, you know, spent a little time with them, you know.
All right. Well, I understand it. I just let you know, man, I'm a fan, dog. I'm true to the end, you know.
Cadillac, I appreciate that. You know, man, Cadillac, just trying to get down. Hey, man, I appreciate that because without support, ain't none of us nothing.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. So I just stand down, man.
Support.
I just say hello.
Okay, bro. Glad to have you. Okay, Cat? Sit down.
No problem. All right.
Keep it moving, lady.
Caller 901-4987. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
What's up with y'all, man? You and Dolph.
All right.
Oh, man. Just chilling, bro.
Okay, I heard that. Hey, I want everybody to have a safe trip. You know, this motherfucker Mark, man. 901 bad boy.
Hey, Mark, you ain't gonna get mad at me when Cold Killer blow y'all ass out of you.
Wait, check it out, Mr. Godfather. He ain't never had a motherfucking job he got one to do when we get there. If he wins, I take my hat off to him.
Well, okay, I didn't want to make a show now. I'm going to be standing right behind you, just in case you pass the fuck out.
Hey, bro.
Give Mark the floor. Mark act like he want to say something. Go ahead, Dope.
All I want both of them cars stay glued and both of them drivers be safe. That's all I want. And tell these people what they need to see. Who the real motherfucking champ is, Cold Killer or the 901 bad boy? One of the two. We're going to be in the house showing up and showing out. And it's not no game when we show up. Tempo 10 will knock his spine his ass. King Kong. We'll knock his ass, King Kong.
Well, you got the flow, Go Papa.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Joe. And you know, Godfather, kill your hero. You know, of course, I know you don't cheat with him, but, you know.
He ain't my hero. He's not my hero. My hero is Real Tree right now.
Okay, hold on, Mark.
Hey, Mark, can I jump in there, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mark, you know, all the evidence is there for Killer. He's guilty of being the best motherfucker out there on 29s right now.
I heard part of it.
No, not y'all now. This is my opinion. I may be wrong, whatever, but this is my opinion. Everybody's supposed to stiff the best race for them. But to me, all this work, Killer's unbeaten. Everybody see him running a 29 time. He's never proclaimed to be the baddest man on 315s. Never. He always said 29W. He's always said that. Seriously, I'm not taking up for him. The truth is the truth. Proof is in the book. And so here come some guys that's been out of racing a long time, longer than me. I ain't whooped nobody yet, not yet. But they want to tell Killer.
Don't stop right there. They whoop. What's that? Real Tree. They whooped Real Tree the first day he came out with the car.
Is a land out?
No, I ain't talking about K-9. Man, I'm not thinking about K-9. I'm gonna pull out at 10 o'clock. My fool, I mean, they better be at the shop at 9.
Got 10 old cars, I'm putting it in dry.
Man,
it took all my freaking Pontiac wheels, man.
Pontiac wheels?
But I just want everybody to be safe coming to drag race, man. For real. Everybody that's right out here, the highway messed up. Everybody drive safe and please get there.
Okay,
let's show
Mark,
show
you know we everybody anticipating on seeing the 901 Bad Boy versus the Great White, Cold Killer and crew. You know that now.
Hey, Mr. Joe, like I just told Mr. Godfather, I am leaving at 10 o'clock. Both trailers, both trucks, and pulling out of Memphis at 10 o'clock. We will be there tomorrow evening. We don't play when we say we don't show up. Are we showing up a day ahead like we supposed to?
Well, let me ask you this, Mark, and I know you're honest, though, Papa. If they both make the trip and both of them make a clean pass, what do you predict?
Well, I predict... I'm going to tell you, don't get it wrong. We already talked. There ain't going to be no motherfucker easy win. There ain't no easy fight. Both of them are out there. Both of them make the trip. Hey, all I can say is the best thing win. You know,
Mark, if both of y'all make the trip, I'm going to bet you one Ben Franklin that the Cold Killer gap y'all.
Okay, I tell you what, Mr. Godfather, like I tell anybody in the world, I'll be standing behind that motherfucking candy cane. Anybody want to bet me, just come on over there, you ain't got to look for me. Why be it, Mr. Joe?
Hey, you're
going to
be right there
with
it.
Me and Mr. Joe going to take that money and go down on Bourbon Street and get us a couple of hoes.
Mr. Godfather, I can promise you, it won't be no motherfucking gap. That bullshit done, you ain't done. And I don't know that man. I'm not saying Cold Killer was all the way out. I'm not looking at that. I give a fuck about that. But that bullshit done, you ain't got. Man, we're going to beat the dogs out of Cold Killer. All
right. If y'all win that race, I'm like Joe said, it's going to be some shit going on down there. I don't give a damn if it's going to be some shit going on down there.
So you said, hold on. So, Mark, no problem.
Yes,
this is what you're saying. I know I got some callers. Y'all callers, please hold on. We on an interesting topic. Please bear with me.
Okay.
So, you're telling me, Dope Papa, that if y'all both make the trip, you going to gap kill
them? No, I'm not going to say that, Joe. Now, if you lie. But I tell you one thing. If both of us make the trip, just watch that motherfucker, Debbie. Watch that red motherfucker. And as we know, both of them will be talking plain 8 inches long. Watch that red motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Watch that red motherfucker, man.
Y'all got me wanting to go to the gym. I got to do something to call me now. Yeah.
Mr. Joe.
Yeah.
Go to the 330.
No, I don't know him. I don't know him, Godfather. That's why
I'm gonna put it like this here, Joe. If I'm gonna make you know him.
Can I stop you for one moment?
Yes, sir.
I want you to have this as the Godfather will. Do you think Chris Toon will be able to lead like he did on everybody else? Not worry about the tree of this cut of every tree, or do you think he needs to try to take the tree with him when he runs down to one bad boy? Now, I want you to have that, Godfather. Nobody else.
Joe, like I said, I don't like to talk about no drivers. But if you ask me who's going to leave first, Big Bubba's a bad man. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, you ain't answer my question. My question was, do you think Cold Killer driver, which is Chris too, will be able to be at ease like he was on all the rest of his races?
Okay, but Joe,
if you ask the Godfather,
I'm going to say Chris too don't never be on ease. Chris too is a professional too. Now, Chris too is a bad man too. But it's no such thing. If you ever have a driver, Joe, I'm gonna tell you this as the Godfather. If you ever get a driver and tell you he comfortable and relaxed on the tree and ain't worried about nobody, you need to get you another driver.
Damn.
Ain't no driver that's a good driver gonna go up there and tell him he was all calm and relaxed and know he had this and thing. Cause ain't no driver like that. If he is, you need
to get you another driver. You did right about that, Mr. Godfather. I've been driving a while. I swear you did right. Every driver gonna get that thing and have some nerves with him every time. Cause he know what he about to do. He gotta think. He gotta put his thinking cap on.
Joe, but I said like this here. I'm gonna ask his dog now. If Bubba Stanton driving that motherfucker, they can't make no mistakes. Cause Bubba very. Now I ain't saying Bubba don't make mistakes, but goddamn it's very rare he ever make a mistake.
Damn.
That's a bad motherfucker. I didn't know they had Bubba driving that bitch. And hey, guess what, Joe? That bitch know how to tune a car, too, now.
So what you telling me, whoever leave first gonna win? Nah.
Oh, I ain't saying that. A motherfucker might leave first and get drove by.
Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, Montgomery Motorsport Park, Sunday, September the 22nd. If you ain't there, goddamn it, you ain't nowhere.
Okay, Joe, I gotta go, Joe. So I'm finna go in. I'm gonna be listening, but I gotta go. But I wanna say one more thing before I go. Joe, you got a good damn show going. You're doing good. I wanna say hello to all the damn listeners out there. And like Mark just said, I hope everybody have a safe trip, including my own self. And I'm gonna say one thing, Joe. With Bubba driving that car, with Bubba Stanton driving that car for the 901 Bad Boys, and Chris Tootin driving damn the Great White for damn it Cold Killer, that's worth the price of admission right there. I'm gone, Joe.
All right. Hey, Joe. Mr. Joe, you take care of yourself, you and your brother, man. Y'all come on, make it up there safe and sound, man. You know, I know you gonna be there no matter what, but I know y'all might ride again. Y'all come on up there, man. It's time to show up and show out. It's time to cut all this talking out, and who's gonna be the baddest motherfucker on 29 of the line? 29 to 315, who's going to be the baddest? Cold Killer going to continue? Or we're going to shut it all down come Sunday. Less than 48 hours.
Well, Mark, I got somebody that's going to finna come on and defend their crew and Cold Killer.
I respect that. Yeah,
Lady A. Tight Man out there, I want you to open his mic, please. It's a 4-4. And the last four is 37-16, Lady
A. He ain't doing no more than right.
Lady A probably done went on mute or something. Or I don't know. I don't hear. Lady A.
He ain't doing no more than right, Mr. Joe. We supposed to take his crew.
Well, and plus we in the Grudge World want to hear Tight Man and crew got to say and Cold Killing Tight Man and crew, because y'all two are the main attraction at Montgomery Motorsports Park.
We can't leave Mr. Motel out of King Kong, neither. We can't leave them two out of that, because it takes a hell of a man to run. I'd take Turbo Tim and head out to him, too. Take a hell of a man to run me with a small block with twin turbo. So both of us doing something out of whack, and we get it on when we get there. going down. I know that, but. And
okay.
CC2. We got to run CC2.
Okay. Well, hey, Mark. Hey, man, it's going to be a star-studded event in Montgomery on the 22nd. It's going to be off the chain, man. Wow. I just cannot wait. I'm so hyped up now knowing that all that is going on, man. Ooh. Tight man, are you there? You out there, tight man?
I don't think you got glad at it.
Well, y'all give me a moment to get with Tight Man. We having technical difficulties.
Okay.
I know y'all want to hear him. We about to get him on in a few minutes. Just hold tight, and we want to hear what Tight Man has to say. So y'all just give us a moment. And we'll do this. So, Mark. You
there we go. There we go. I just heard him say unmuted, goddammit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mark.
Go tight, man. Yo, you got the flow,
hey.
Mark. Let Tight Man talk like we let you talk. We're going to get Tight Man the flow. When he's through talking, you can jump back in, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Mark.
What's up, sir? How you doing? Sir, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. I know where you'll be standing. I know where
okay.
you'll be standing. And
okay.
You know, I said this before we ran King Kong. I'm
I'm
feeling a type of way now.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Okay, I want you to do the same thing you did before we ran King Kong. I'll be able to see you. I promise you. So I see my eyes on you, I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to see you. But hey, well, Tight Man, I want y'all to have a safe trip, sir. I thank y'all for running the candy cane. Let's get it on. Let's show these people they come to see, man. Show these people they come
exactly.
to see.
Exactly, man. And you know, you said it best. More cars, stay glued, make the trip, and best man win. You know,
yeah.
And the biggest thing is, man, this grudge game, Joe. It is more. It's right there where we wanted it. You know, it ain't perfect, but damn it, everybody coming together from all parts of the world trying to help a fellow racer get his program back together. And it's unfortunately, I'm going to have to slap Mark in the mouth again, Joe. I ain't going to let him get away with me not talking no shit. It's unfortunate that I'm going to slap that motherfucker in the mouth again.
Hey, you have me looking like that Kool-Aid pack upside down when we're in Chicago. You can let this guy love fall out. I already told Big Ken I want a nice bomb inside with a mask. I love fall out. You know, hey, Tyler, I'm all in. You might put it out fall out this time.
But you know, Joe. Now, they tried to stick that old candy cane car on us first, right? And I admit,
right.
I was a little scared of the car. I hadn't seen it. All I heard was candy cane. So they, you know, the thing is, I've been hearing all week, y'all won't run this other clown, but y'all will run, you know, what with them coming on? What 901 coming on? I say, I don't know. But when we locked in the first race, we said we would run the car. And let us get them they shot back and be a man of our word, men of our word. And, you know, hey, that's what we're doing, man. And if you go, this grudge racing, like I say, it's at a mess right now. It's going to get better, but it's damn sure good right now. And like I say, Mark, look forward to seeing you, Wick and everybody.
Right.
But you can put goddamn Obama in that motherfucker, and we're going down on his ass.
Okay, I respect that. So, hey, fight man, y'all enjoy y'all thing, I swear to God. Y'all beat this motherfucker, y'all. Out of all the fans, I'm going to give them my name and say, it's me to say, the motherfucking killer is a first-degree killer. He's a second-degree, this motherfucker. So, I see y'all now. You got to shake my hand and get what? We got to do this shit again because we won't be number one and one. So we got to go back to the drawing board again and pick a date and get it on again.
You damn right. And that's what it's about. We talk to
yes,
one another, have a good time, and, man, race. It ain't, at the end of the day,
all the jokes, all this and that. At the end of the day, man, guess what? We still going to be alive, still going to have pretty good health. And that's right. You know, like you said earlier, people, get in the feeling. Man, this shit is entertainment and racing and a little gambling. It ain't no different than going to Vegas. It ain't no different than going to Vegas. So, you know, let's enjoy ourselves and remember what the reason that we all coming together for, man. Big drag. And, you know, hey, man, my hat's off to 901. And like they said, y'all been racing for years, man. For years. Win, lose, or draw. And, you know, this game is at a good point right now. You know, a few little glitches, but guess what? Keep doing what we're doing and it'll work out.
Mississippi Joe,
I ain't going to leave y'all a lot. You know, y'all left the game on top. And we waiting on y'all to get y'all ass on back out there now, because you know we got the tangle.
Oh, tight. Hey, bro, you can rest assured. I talked to Killer the other day and told him he can guarantee he got us to deal with.
Oh, I know it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, hey, Pipe Man, you got some guy like this right here, this shit going to last forever. Who ain't scared,
exactly.
Who don't care how about none of it, get your ass down. Get in that box and get it on.
Let me tell you something. When we coming to y'all, we ain't coming with that bullshit. We got a 31. I asked y'all to put on 31. Y'all the man right now, tight. Killer is the man. So we coming with a 29W105. Just like you. When we race, it won't be no motherfucking question who the man is.
Okay. Well, Joe, up until y'all departure, I think y'all was running a 29W. And,
yes,
you know, like you said, when you want to race a man, I wouldn't give a shit if you got to put on whatever that man's sitting on, because you came at that man. You know
that's
what I'm
right,
saying?
Like, but, that's what I tried to tell the Broadway world.
But like you said, and I'm just repeating what you said. See, if it's not at the right track, you know what's gonna be said? Well, he had on them 315s. They had on them slicks. If they would have had this, they would have had that. Fuck that. Come like we sitting, because you the one came and challenged us.
That's right.
Come like the fuck we sitting, and then guess what? Ain't no excuses. Big block against big block. You know, Mustang, G-Body, it don't fucking matter.
That's what I'm talking about, tight.
Just come like we are. Oh, can't do this, we can't do that. But when a motherfucker took Wednesday and invited a bitch to come with their winning balls and everything they could put on it, they want to tell him what size tie he needs to have on. Sure enough, that goddamn Donye told the bitch, get their ass down, man. Get your ass down.
Hey, man, that's why I tell everybody to listen to me talk. A person who racing got to do what's best for them. If you dumb enough to let somebody trick you to race the way they want you to race, then that's you. I mean, the fans are essential, and what I mean by that, they are important. But you don't let nobody talk you into going into some outgun. You know, you got to be smart enough to know what to do and stiff your race yourself to try to win the best you can.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it would be uncivilized for us to come on a 315 and run y'all, because we once had the crown of being the baddest 29 out there. So you know we coming back on 29. It won't be no 315 because we want to show the whole world where we got something to prove. We ain't been racing and we haven't raced. So we got something to prove to the grudge world. We're going to earn our stripes back. We're going to earn them.
Well, Joe, let me just point out some things that is, you know, is the truth. When you left, you was on top of the game and you had a bad motherfucking car, right? Now, what in the hell make anybody on this phone or on this planet think that you're going to come back lesser than what you had?
Yeah, you're right about that. You're most definitely right. That's just like Cone Jr. That bitch still around kicking ass. So, okay, Wick got rid of that. You think that he going to come back lesser? You know, Common ain't Common. Now, it's gonna be one motherfucker that don't get that, but Common ain't Common.
Well, man, I'm excited, and I'm like I said, I have to agree with you, Tyke. Much props to the 901 Dope Papa. Y'all know him as Mark, but I call him Dope Papa because we go way back. He used to drive one of my cars. I had a Fox Chevy. Always used to get Mark to drive it. Every time he drive it, he blow it up on the line. Shoot nice and dirty. Shoot nice and dirty. He do nice with his burn out. I wonder why my motor kept blowing up. I was young. I didn't know that much about it then. Huh, told me, you let Mark drive it. You let he shooting it while he do his burn out. That's why he's blowing it up. I had plenty of money back then. I get it fixed right away with a dope popper.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I ended up getting Mark ass out of my car because he don't take no pity on no car. But much props to y'all, Mark, you and the 901 crew for doing y'all thing. Because like I said, man, well, y'all get y'all ass whooped every goddamn weekend y'all racing, man. And that's what it's about. So much props to y'all, partner. Much props to the Cold Killer, Tight Man, Motor Mop, Motor City Mop, all y'all, like I said before. Y'all, Killer is the man right now. The Great White is the man. And I wouldn't come to Killer. I wouldn't disrespect Killer by trying to tell him to put a 315 on there. I would now. Not gangster racing. We coming like men, and he going to respect the way that we come because we coming just like him, 29W105, and we going to get down because we got something to prove. We got something to prove to show the world that we going to take this thing back over again.
Hey, Joe, hey, Mississippi Joe, one thing I can tell you, brother, if you ain't never had a job in life, you got a job trying to get that damn crown back.
And you know what? Now, Dope Papa, what you saying is exactly the truth, and that's why we coming with fucking heavy artillery.
Well, you know, you gotta do your thing, man. Hey man,
I agree with you. It ain't no pushover, but guess what? We like it like that. We like it tough. So when you whoop a motherfucker, they can't say that it was easy. He was this, he was that. No, he a bad motherfucker. You kill his props and don't even know it. If we get by him, now we may not get by him, but the plans ought to get by him.
Okay, well, you know, hey, one thing about it, Lord. We will see. Time will tell. Everybody working.
Hey, man. Ain't no doubt. Everybody working. All these guys, to be totally honest with you, all these guys have stepped the game up when it comes to this grudge racing. And it ain't nothing easy out here no more, period, when it comes to the elite players in the game. So we not looking for nothing easy. And it is what it is, y'all. Best man gonna win.
That's right. But guess what, Joe? That's the best man for that day. Particular race now. So you know the thing is, you know that just like Wick said, we gonna see who's gonna stop. We gonna see who stop, win, lose, or draw just because we love this shit, man. We love this shit. And that's just like for people that don't understand, when you lose a car, I ain't even going to go in the numbers that you lose because you might not want nobody to know that. But Mark understands.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Turbo,
I do.
Turbo Tim understand when you crash one or you have a mishap. So, man, hey, just continue to stay positive. Do what you do. And at the end of the day, like Joe say, step the best race for your car.
And you better. Yep. That's what it is, man. And, I'm excited to see the 901 crew and the Cold Killer crew type, man, and my Motor City Mob crew go against 901. I think people should come out to see this event in record numbers. I think it's going to be one of the best grudge races of the year. One of the best so far.
Hey Joe, I wasn't supposed to let this cat out the bag, but Wick say he's bringing a car on 28th next year, didn't he?
Yeah, he bringing that junior car, yeah.
Okay.
He got Ron CeCe with it.
I'm talking about what's the little car named Shorty?
Really do it. If he gets fast, y'all, I don't put that fast, though, Papa.
I said, you know I do it.
I tell you what, why y'all playing? If Mrs. Highspeed in the house, Mark, you know that's my stepdad. And Mike Hill in the house, I know that's y'all partner. I don't think I'm going to tell you. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you know, I'm going, hey, one thing about it, that's my tutor, that's my dad, you know, I'm going down with him. You know,
well,
that damn well, I'm going down with him now.
We never know what may jump out. You talking about you leaving a day early, shit, they already gone.
Yeah, I'm leaving a day early because they slow ass with them. He gotta go get his nail done and all his old bullshit, high drive, all right. Like he old pretty motherfucker something. God damn.
Well, you crazy, Mark. You crazy, man. But like Big Larry say, man, hey, y'all come out, support Dragon, let's fellowship, race, and have fun. Hopefully somebody brings some chicken or something. Shit.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. They're going to have something to eat. They always do over there. They always do. Y'all, I'm gonna take this time now to go ahead and do five of comments. So, if y'all two want to start it, or y'all want me to end it with y'all, which one?
I started, Joe. I want to say is, hey man, tell everyone, everybody, anybody, let them know that we're doing this benefit race for Sunday, and it's for a good dude. And you know, you always can drop a little something extra because it ain't like a big time car is cheap, but we want everybody to come out and support and watch this history when I slap Mark in the mouth for the second time. Some type of way. That's what I told him up there in Indiana. I'm feeling a type of way, goddammit.
Okay, no problem. Final comment. No problem, done got off. Lady A. Lady A must be the men on went on mute. Lady A.
I'm here.
Let's do final comments and we're gonna get on off real quick.
Okay. I'll just go down the list. 224-6386, final comments.
Hey Joe, nice show, man, and good talking to you, man. Be safe, and everybody else on the trip down there, be good, man. Have fun.
All right, God bless you. Move right along, lady.
Call us 504-9594. Your mic is open. Final comment. 504-9594. Final comment.
Everybody have a safe trip this weekend.
Thank you, Doobie. Hey, everybody, let Doobie out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Much love, baby. Keep it moving, Lady A.
Hey, Joe.
708-6369. Final comment.
Hey, top of the show. Joe, good show. Hey, man, everybody have a safe trip. Everybody have a good trip going down to see that one and only, that Cold Killer. I got 500 on Cold Killer. This Cadillac Joe, let me know if he want to get in. I got 500.
All right, baby.
I got 500.
All right, baby. Y'all get with Cadillac Joe. All right, next call. Final comments, lady.
901-4987. Final comment. 901-4987. Final comment.
Keep it moving, lady.
Tight man, final comment.
I gave mine, lady, but everybody be safe, man. And see you on Sunday.
Is that it, lady?
That's it. It's on you.
All right, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Grudge World, I really appreciate y'all tuning in to this little country boy show. And it's not taken for granted. I thank everybody from all over the world for all the support. Everybody that's going out to see the shows the weekend, support somebody, because without your support, none of this would be possible and will not be possible. It will not be an ongoing thing without the fans and support. So we ask that you all keep doing this, and thank y'all very much. And remember that I'm going to leave y'all with this. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start.
to be great. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Started. Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.